from SLB Radio in Pittsburgh, Crossing Fences. African-American boys and young men creating oral history showcasing the lives and accomplishments of local African-American men.
Pittsburgh was good for me all the way around. I never miss a beat.
I was born and raised in Bel Suver.
Money don't make a happy man.
I wasn't born in
a happy man can go and make some money.
The fact that we had to go to black schools, couldn't eat in a restaurant.
To shine. And I shine with my mind, and I stay on my grind.
From anesthesiologists to barbershop owners, entrepreneurs to engineers, and coaches to deacons, over 170 men have been interviewed. Today, let's hear from Mustafa Jack Musa, age 68 at the time of this interview.
You don't have to make the greatest money in the world to be pleased with your life. I've worked with multimillionaires and some of the poorest people in the world, but I noticed it was a perfect balance. I couldn't tell by the happiness or the sadness in their face whether they were rich or poor, you know. So you just have to be satisfied with what you choose and do and make sure you go for that direction. My main career was in medical business. I was a trauma respiratory therapist all over the country and outside of the United States as well. I worked at Johns Hopkins in Baltimore, Fletcher Allen Hospital in Vermont, Dartmouth University Hospital Mary Hitchcock in New Hampshire. Worked in Saudi Arabia at Al Hada Hospital there, but I worked in most of the trauma centers in the United States. My last place of employment was the place I went to school at the University of Pittsburgh. Well, my childhood was, it was a lot of fun, and it was a lot of aggravation at the same time. Everybody was poor, but we didn't know it. And I was born around here in McKeesport and when steel mills were going and everything was booming. Like I said, everybody was in the same boat and it seemed like it was normal for us. My struggle was when I was in school, to be honest, I was a DNC student. I never studied a book. I never did night work. And that was the worst thing in the world I could have done. If I'd have applied myself when I was in school and took advantage of the learnings, it would have been a lot easier for me. But when I got to college, I realized, man, you know, I got in by fate and chance. There was a doctor here, Dr. Raymond Hadley, who was the first African-American thoracic man at McKeesport Hospital. And he was my family physician and a good friend with my family. So he's the one that recruiting into medicine. I was going to be a doctor. I realized I could think a little bit, you know, just apply myself. When I was at Pitt, it was all business. I've helped develop respirators, you know, the machines that you breathe on. They put them in your tracheal tubes. I helped develop the technology that they have now, and I was on the ground floor when they first invented them. I was in on the first kidney transplant ever done in the United States, and now kidney transplants are like getting your tooth pulled. It's every day. I did everything just about that I wanted to do. I have a different concept of role model. Role models I have that are the great achievers, and one that I have yet to achieve. You guys are like my role model because I know you can do whatever you want to do. And one day I'm going to say, I know him. I worked with Ben Carson. Ben is an African-American pediatric neurosurgeon at Johns Hopkins Hospital in Baltimore. You ever hear the twins that were connected in the brain? And he separated the twins. Watching him take the two brains that were connected, separate them, and make each one of them function and all the transactions that went through that. People used to come up and ask him for an autograph, and he would laugh, and he said, if they knew that I came out of the ghetto, you know, and I'm just a brother that God had given something that made him talented. That was my inspiration. Remember that you got a right to be here. This is a great thing that was given to us, and that's life, and take advantage of that. Know who you are inside. Take time. Go to a room, turn the lights down, close your eyes, and think, who am I? And also think of what you want to do in your life. Make something of yourself so you feel good about yourself. When I was at the University of Pittsburgh, I worked with a guy called Dr. Salk. You ever hear of Dr. Salk? He invented the polio vaccine. When I was going to Pitt, my job was to feed his rats that he used to. I used to like watching his, putting the rat in the maze and watching the rat go through the maze. And when it make a mistake, it eventually find its way back to get to the food, the reward. And that's just like life. All through life is a maze. You got to find your way through it. When you fall off, stop a minute, get your head together, and get back on it. And you're going to have your trials and tribulations. So learn something from it.
This oral history was collected by youth interviewers Dennis Sanders and Michael Smith. Crossing Fences is made possible by the Heinz Endowments and was produced by SLB Radio Productions. Learn more at slbradio.org.